Hello and welcome to Cloud Cover. My name's Nick Harris and today I'm joined by...
My name is Chris Reisner and we have a special guest today.
Hi, I'm Bilal Aslam. I'm a program manager in the Windows Azure User Experience team.
Great, thanks for joining us, Bilal. And what will we be covering in the main segment today once we're through the news?
I'll be showing you the Azure Store and hopefully a demo and how to, if you're a developer, how to use the Azure Store, and if you want to partner with Microsoft and have your offering in the Azure Store, how to get there.
Awesome. Yeah. Sounds great. So let's fly through the news so we can get to that segment.
Let's do that.
Awesome. So the first article which we have up here in the news is a new series which we've created on Channel 9 called Windows Azure Mobile Services. So basically, if you're learning how to use mobile services, this series has a number of videos, and they're all within, you know, 10 to 15 minute videos that show you how to do a specific thing within mobile services. Whether it's going out and, say, utilizing structured storage, doing auth scenarios, push notifications, and whatnot. And at the moment, they cover things like Windows Store-based applications, and Chris has also started an iOS series on this.
That's right, and we'll be adding more as time goes on.
Yep, so you should expect to see more Windows Store ones, more iOS ones, and at some point some WinPhone 8 ones as well, possibly even Android.
Down the road, it'll be there.
Okay, cool. So let's have a look at our next article here. So to coincide with those videos in the new series, we've also released a number of new samples to the Windows Store App Dev Center. So if you go to the samples option there, you'll see if you filter on Windows Azure Mobile Services that we've posted a number of new samples there. I've filtered by release date. And you can see we've got one there for raw notifications, Toast Tile and badge notifications using mobile services. Robert Green, host of Visual Studio Toolbox, has also done a good MVVM implementation of a WinStore app that uses mobile services for structured storage. We've got an auth demo that covers Microsoft account, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and whatnot. And also the Event Buddy sample, which was within the day two keynote at Build. So the full source for that's now available. And there's some step-by-step instructions there if you want to walk through it. So there are samples. Let's have a look at what we got next here in the news. So we've got our community news roundup here. There's a number of blog posts there, which I'll let you look at it in your own time. But it looks like we've got some upcoming user groups and meetings. So a lot of them are kicking off in January. So we've got North America Code Mash. In Europe, we've got Warm Crocodile Developer Conference.
Sounds like fun.
So long as you're not in with the crocodiles, I guess. Do they even have crocodiles in Denmark? I don't know. I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Yeah, me either. Interesting. Something we'll have to look up next time.
Yes.
Windows Azure Update in England and HD Insight on Azure in England. And there's a number of other ones there. Let's move on to an important one. Dashing through the clouds with Windows Azure. So Windows Azure is actually being used for the official NORAD Santa tracker. And I believe they say that they expect over 24 million hits on that site this Christmas. So,
do you think that'll be a lot of children or mostly you and me?
Yeah, mostly me. I've been on there four times already. Actually, you can't track them quite yet. It's got a countdown. If we go there, you'll see, let's go in as English, that Santa is coming in 4 days, 12 hours. So I have this running up on my secondary monitor in my office. But yeah, pretty cool application of Windows Azure. It is something cool. Very high throughput expected on that within a very short period of time.
Very exciting.
So a great application for Azure. And Chris, what have we got here?
So just last week, we announced some reduced pricing for Windows Azure Storage. So as you can see here, we've got the specific prices in for the amount of terabytes you might use, but the important fact is that storage with Windows Azure is now cheaper than ever.
Awesome.
In related news to that, the storage account scalability targets have changed. So if you created your Windows Azure storage account after June 7th, 2012, basically the maximum targets have gone up. So you had 5,000 transactions before, and now it's at 20,000. The capacity is up to 200 terabytes, where it was lower before that. So really great news for storage account targets and just increased capacity for everyone that has an account that started after June 7th.
Yep. less need to fan out across multiple accounts as well. You've got sort of four times the throughput available there in terms of 5K versus 20K. So
absolutely.
That's really cool. I look forward to playing with that. What's next?
So really exciting to me is that we announced that not only is the iOS SDK for mobile services coming out of just in development mode and is now going to be officially supported, but that's we're also supporting push notifications through APNS. So basically, iOS support in mobile services is now on the same level that we have for Windows Store apps and with Windows Phone 8 apps. So as you can see here, when you go to the push tab in mobile services now, below the Windows application credentials you use for Windows 8 and Windows Phone pushes, you see the section for Apple push notification settings, where you can upload your certificate and then handle feedback, and you know, includes the capability to dev and production certificates, since you have to have different ones for each for iOS. Basically, the support's all there, including the support to actually do the pushes from those server-side scripts. So very exciting stuff for iOS support.
Nice. So what's the feedback piece about?
So the interesting thing about doing APNS pushes is that the way APNS handles an expired token or an invalid token is it has to somehow tell your service, hey, you know, this token's invalid. So what happens is there's a feedback script you can write that will be called whenever APNS talks back to your mobile service and says, you know, you have an invalid token. And inside there, you can then do whatever's necessary. So if you want to remove that token from your database, or if you wanted to, you know, update it and tell the user, you know, your token's invalid, you know, notify the app, something along those lines, you can do that within the feedback script.
Okay. So that's sort of interesting. I guess any developers that are also building out solutions that use Windows 8 and WNS or WinPhone 8 and MPNS, that response also includes some information like whether the channel's expired or if you're being throttled. So what's the real difference? Is there anything there?
So the real difference is that when you do a push through for either a Windows Store app or a Windows Phone 8 app, the notification back to you that the token's expired or the channel URI is expired or invalid is immediate. You know, you get that right in your server-side script.
Right.
Whereas with APNS, there isn't the functionality to do that immediate handback.
Okay.
So that's why you have this feedback script for the APNS pushes.
Right, so it can be a very delayed response.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
So also exciting in the world of iOS, we announced a official Windows Azure Media Player framework for iOS. So now you can interface with Windows Azure Media Services from iOS with you know, much more ease. And there's a lot of scenarios there as far as streaming down video to iOS application goes.
Cool. And I guess that's the news.
I think that's the news.
So, Bilal, would you like to kick off and we'll have a look at the store? We'll just cut over here and, return back in a second.
I'm going on down to Yasgur's farm. I'm gonna join in a rock and roll band. I'm gonna camp out on the land. I'm gonna try to get my soul free.
And we're back. So, what are we going to see here?
All right, so I'm going to be talking about the Windows Azure Store.
Mm-hmm.
And we just released the store for the Build conference. It was on the second day keynote.
Yep.
And to me personally, the Windows Azure Store is very exciting because as a developer, what it does is it brings some really great services to you from our partners. So I love Azure. I love all of its capabilities. I use it a lot. But then there's always this thing where, you know, Azure doesn't do everything. No one cloud platform can do everything under the sun. What we've done is we've gone ahead and partnered with a bunch of great companies who have fantastic services that you can just use from within Windows Azure.
Awesome.
So let me talk about some of these services that you can use. We have, if you go to windowsazure.com and you click on the store tab, you will notice that there are, it's actually a fairly long list of services that are available. And they range from performance monitoring for your web application. So New Relic is a fantastic example of, you know, if you're running a service in the cloud and you want to know its performance characteristics, you know, let's say it's a multi-tier application, it's got a front end, a middle tier, and a back end, and you know, how do you understand the performance characteristics of this application? Well, you can go into the store, you can purchase New Relic, you can install a package into your application with an API key, and then, you know, within moments, you actually start seeing performance data about your web application across all three tiers. It's pretty impressive. If you need a MySQL database, we have ClearDB. And I'll actually show you how easy it is to get this, right?
Okay.
If you use a if you want a NoSQL database like a MongoDB, we have MongoLab, SandGrid for messaging. We have AppDynamics, which also does really fantastic performance monitoring. And Aspera is actually one of my personal favorites. What Aspera does is, I know you mentioned media services. So you know, if you want to encode a large amount of media services, video content, well, how do you get that to Azure? Right. So Aspera has a really fantastic UDP-based transport, which just makes it super fast to get your content over from your machines over to Azure storage, and you can encode it using media services.
Cool.
And among that, and, you know, these are some of the app services that you can use to build your applications. And there are many more coming. So this is just sort of the start. We went out of the gates. And then there are a bunch of other fantastic services which sort of fall in the data bucket. So I'm a data guy. I love data. I love working with data. But, you know, how do you know that address that your user entered is actually correct? So let's say you have a you capture a user's address and you send them something by mail. Well, how do you know it's actually right? Maybe you have a mobile application that has search functionality. Well, you know, you can use Bing Search from within your mobile application. I'll actually be doing a demo with the Microsoft Translator. So I'm actually going to show you a demo of how easy it is to get the Microsoft Translator from the store. They have a free plan, so you can just try it out and then build a web page that actually translates from one language to the other programmatically.
Okay. IP check.
That's
useful.
Pretty cool. Yes,
IP
it is.
IP to geo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Melissa Data has both an IP check and an address check. And what that does is you give them an IP, and they just give you a large amount of information about that IP. It's pretty cool. So, you know, if you wanted to do some targeting within your application, you wanted to understand your users better.
Yep.
That's really great. What's really great about the store is that it's really tightly integrated with the Windows Azure experience. So it's part of the management portal.
Okay.
So what you're seeing here is the WindowsAzure.com website. But let me take you into the management portal. So to use the store, you're in the management portal. All you have to do is you have to click New Store over here. And you know, if you do this, if you're an international viewer, you might notice that you might get a message saying, hey, the store is not available in your country or region, coming soon. That's because store right now is only available in the United States. We're working very hard to bring more countries in. We'll be announcing support soon for a number of countries, and then more coming in January. So, you know, in the next couple of months, we'll be rolling out support to a lot of countries. So, as you can see, you see the same services that you saw earlier on the WindowsAzure.com website. And if you've ever created a Windows Azure website from the application gallery, you know, you've installed WordPress. This is a very similar experience.
Okay.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually show you how easy it is to get New Relic. So New Relic is the performance monitoring, the application performance monitoring service I told you about earlier.
Awesome.
So I select it, and I click Next. So it's a three-step process. And as you can see, New Relic has several plans.
Free offer.
There's a fantastic free offer. And this free offer is, I don't believe it's free on any other platform other than Azure.
Okay.
This is actually, you have to pay, I think, $50 for this offer everywhere else. So another reason to try this on Azure. I don't have a promotion code for it, so if I did, I would do that here.
Will they give you money if you have a promotion code on the free offer?
No. So on a free offer, promotion codes won't really get you much.
Okay.
But you know, you could try the $349 for 10 servers, and then maybe a promotion code would be a good idea there.
So that's interesting. So from a developer perspective, there's two things. We could be consuming these services, but as you said, we may also be building these services.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we could be doing something similar to this where we build out a service, we release it up there within the store, and we can have a free tier and then tiers above that, but also it looks like it builds in promo code support into
that. And actually, I'll be a little bit further on. I'll actually be showing developers how to build these services.
Awesome.
And talking through, you know, what we're looking for.
Okay.
We're looking for fantastic partners to show up in the store. So
okay.
I'll be getting to that in a little bit.
Okay.
So, for example, you know, you can choose, it's a pretty standard page, you choose a plan. New Relic has a free plan. I'm just going to call this, you know, I'm just going to call this New Relic. I don't particularly care. I'm going to click Next. And on this page, you know, we do a little bit of computation to make sure, you know, we tell you exactly how much you're being charged.
All right.
And that takes a few moments.
A second ago, when you were choosing it, did it give you the option to choose which data center you wanted that to go into?
Yes, it does. So for several of these services, like for MongoLab, for a lot of these data-intensive services, Mongo and Clear that option actually affects where your service is deployed. Mm-hmm. For New Relic, it doesn't really affect the service. It's the default. You can choose whatever you want. It's more of a backend configuration that we set up. But if I was purchasing MongoLab, that would affect where my service is actually deployed. Or same with ClearDB. So as you can see, I got the standard plan. I'm not going to be charged anything for it. And I'm just going to click purchase on that. And what that'll do is it'll actually, Azure is going to orchestrate the creation of this resource for you. So now we're going talking to New Relic. We're saying, hey, you know, Bilal wants a free plan of New Relic, mm-hmm. and we're going to make all that happen. Now, notice that at no point did you have to go to another third-party website. It's all within the management portal. Mm-hmm. So this is today. It's done through the user interface, through the management portal. Yeah. Another thing that we'll be enabling in the future is command line support and PowerShell support. So you'll be able to do all of this from within the command line in case you are building your environment from scratch.
Okay. And that provisioning was really fast as well.
Yeah. And as you can see, it says successfully purchased the add-on New Relic.
Yep.
And let me show you what it looks like. So now I can click on New Relic here. And this is an artifact of the zoom. I'm really zoomed in here. But what it tells me is that, you know, the create succeeded. And now I can actually, and you know, this will look better if we zoom out. Zoom out a second.
There we go.
Okay, there you go. It looks a lot better. So it says that, you know, hey, my create succeeded. So as a developer at this point now, you can look at their support links. So okay. New Relic has provided resources like support links and documentation. They've got a link to their blog. The other thing you can do is you can click on connection info. And what this does is this gives you back an API key and a license key. So this information is actually coming back live from the third party. Mm. And you know, you can use this to connect to New Relic and start using their service. If I wanted to get, if I wanted to manage the service, and you know, we recognize that not every piece of functionality that New Relic provides is available in the management portal. So you can click on Manage. And what this will do is it'll single sign you into the New Relic dashboard.
Ah, nice.
And no need to provide credentials. You're automatically signed in. So it says, you know, hey, you have to set up your application. And it'll give you the installation instructions. For New Relic, you have to install an agent. It's fairly straightforward. Just stick in the API key, install the agent, and it's ready to go.
Okay.
If you're interested, if you like New Relic, you can click on Upgrade, and you can upgrade to a Pro plan that's all supported. You can also delete the resource if you mm-hmm. want to, you know, for whatever reason. If you don't like it, if you don't need it anymore, you can just click delete. So again, you know, the emphasis is on really integrated within the portal experiences. We're trying to make it so that, you know, as a developer, it's just as easy for you to get this as say any of the computer storage or databases.
Does the delete option remove your subscription from New
yes.
Relic altogether?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So delete okay. will actually. Delete the resource from the Azure side and also from the partner side.
Okay.
So it just completely gets rid of it. It's a wipe, clean wipe
okay.
of everything.
Now, can you plug this New Relic module into cloud services, websites,
yes, you
anything?
Can. So today you can plug it into cloud services.
Okay.
Actually, I believe Scott demoed that during his keynote.
Yep.
So it actually works really well, especially if you have multiple instances. It also brings it all together.
Nice.
Windows Azure website, they'll be releasing support for that at a future date.
Okay.
Let me actually show you something else that I purchased from the Azure store to build it literally took me 30 minutes to build this demo today. So what I purchased from the Azure store was the Microsoft Translator. And for some of these data offerings in the store, this is actually a really cool experience within the portal. You don't even need to go anywhere outside. So notice that when I click on Microsoft Translator, it actually shows me sample code right within, you know, it says, of course, I have to download a proxy class for C#.
Yep.
But once I've downloaded the proxy class, it says, you know, hey, just copy and paste this code. And this is pretty much what it takes to do a translation for within your application. Mm. There's also a dashboard, which is also coming soon for the non-data offerings, which will actually show you how much of that offering you've used. So, for example, if you, let's say you bought New Relic, and you bought it with 5 server licenses, well, you'll soon have a dashboard tab which actually says, you know, you've used 2 out of your 5 licenses.
Right.
Or for ClearDB, it'll show you, you know, how much of your storage you've used and how many of your connections you've used. But for the data offerings, this information is already available. So you can
okay.
see I've used 790 transactions
of
a lot of transactions.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, for a translator, each transaction is I believe it's a character.
Okay.
Yeah, so each one counts. This is one of my favorite features in the store. For data offerings, there's a feature called API Explorer, where you can actually explore the API right from within. You can say...
That's really cool.
Hi, guys.
Very nice.
Yeah, you can say, I want this translated. I believe they do Russian. Well, we can try. Yep.
Hmm.
This is actually
nice.
correct Russian. It says children. Okay.
Now a child.
Yep. So that's, you know, that's a very cool way to just, you know, you can also detect different languages, and it's right from within the dash, within the UI.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we're driving towards. You know, in the future, you can expect to see a lot more of this in UI experience.
So third parties really have a deep integration with the Windows Azure portal now.
That's right.
That's really cool.
And it's just going to get deeper. We're going to be giving more and more ways to explore and use your Azure Store purchases right from within the portal.
Mm.
Let me show you a demo that I built. Let me quickly jump to the code. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to build a demo where there's a man in the red shirt. You can guess who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Guthrie. Scott always wears a red shirt. And Scott says something in English, and we're going to translate it, I believe, into Dutch. And I just picked Dutch for no reason. And my goal was to use the Microsoft Translator with as little code as possible. And literally, as you can see, I pretty much copy-pasted the code. Copy-pasted the code from the Azure Store UI.
And so everyone programs, isn't it?
That's right. So I'm going to say, hello, everyone. We love Windows Azure. Okay? And I'm going to click Translate. And there you go.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if those of you who speak Dutch, whether that translation is correct or not, but this actually used my Azure Store purchase. And I believe if I go back into the Microsoft Translator, my character count...
It definitely went up.
Yep.
Yeah.
If it hasn't gone up, it'll go up very soon. It's almost real time. But you can see that literally I copy-pasted some code in. I built a quick web app that does translation. The Azure Store is really good if you're a hobbyist, if you're a builder, all the way up to if you're an enterprise person and you're really trying to do cool and new things with Azure, go try out what we have available in the store.
Looks like a quick way to help compose applications as well, rather than spending the time
That's
writing
right.
it yourself.
One of my personal favorites is SendGrid, just for that reason, right? Because every application most applications have the need to send an email.
Mm-hmm.
And SendGrid provides pretty much enterprise scale messaging capabilities, and they have a free plan, 6,000 emails per month. That's very generous.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And all the way up to, they have gold and platinum, which is 700,000 emails a month. And, it really is the promise of the cloud. It allows you to not focus on the email delivery part, but on your core business.
Yeah.
Let me take a little bit of time to talk through, what it takes to be in the Azure Store. So if you're interested, we're very interested in having great offerings in the Azure Store. So what we're looking for are developer-focused services. So, you've seen the examples of databases, messaging APIs. We're also interested in logging and monitoring, sort of the very, think of the developer building blocks. If you're interested, go to the WindowsAzure.com website, click on Store, and if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll say, want your offering in the store, and you click this link, and this will kick off the process. We're going to ask you for a little bit of information. And if your offering is interested, you can use the public SDK. It's up on GitHub under the Windows Azure account. And the SDK has docs. It has sample code in C#, Ruby on Rails, and Python. It also has a tool which lets you build your integration. It's called a resource provider. It lets you build it locally and test it locally, without ever needing to, pretty much not needing to integrate with Windows Azure until you're ready. So it's a full SDK, read the documentation. I built a resource provider in C# and Python. It took me about a day each.
Can we expect that in the store?
Maybe one day.
It's something real. Awesome.
Yeah, it is something real. And it's actually really fun because, when you build for the store, I've started seeing a lot of people who are just hardcore developers who are interested in sharing what they use and what they build with the rest of the world to make other people's applications better.
Awesome.
So basically, this is the process. We're actively looking for store partners, so please drop us a line. We'll get back to you, and we'll walk you through, if it's a mutually acceptable and interesting add-on, we'll just start working together.
So what's the turnaround once you have the initial discussion to say, is it something we'd like to see in the store?
Yep.
Once that happens and you do the dev, how long does it actually take from having that component ready to it actually appearing within
Store? It's pretty quick. We approve pretty much out of band with Windows Azure releases.
Right.
So you know, if you if it's an interesting product and you know you want to work with us and we'd love to work with you, then and you've done the integration, it can be just a matter of days and for us to turn it on.
Wow.
It's very quick. Yep.
Cool. Very impressive.
Yep. Thank you. So go try out all the great partners we have. You know, build great applications with them. I think pretty much most of the offerings, with a couple of exceptions, have a free plan. So you know, there's a lot of, you know, over the Christmas break, you can just go ahead and try out a lot of different services.
On the opposite side of the free plan, like let's say your service, you need to consume more than you know what they're showing as offers. So for example, SendGrid had 700,000 emails or so.
Yep.
Can you use the contact settings in the portal to then contact them and or figure out like a more advanced plan for your service?
Sure. So you can do a couple of different things. If you are on a plan, if you're on a, let's say you're on a free plan for SendGrid, let's take a look, right? Right now, I believe I'm on the free plan. So you can always jump from the free plan to a higher plan by yourself. But let's say you're on the platinum plan, then when you actually, yes, that's actually a good idea. If you click on contact settings, you can actually say, you know, hey, I want you to contact me if, you know, with promotional offers, if I want you to be in touch with me, then yes, you can definitely do that. And if I click that, that'll actually, now SendGrid gets my email, and within their CRM, they're going to know that, you know, hey, you want to be contacted. But in general, you know, we partners do not contact our users unless it's a transactional issue. For example, you know, you're hitting a limit or your services, you know, there's some downtime coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you can scale everything else in Windows Azure. Can you go upgrade and downgrade your plans from in here? So say you know you need more emails this month, go up and then go back down?
So for now, only upgrades are supported.
Okay.
We're working on downgrade support. Mm-hmm. We've built it so that downgrades are actually technically supported. We just haven't exposed it because we want to make sure that when a downgrade happens, there's no data loss for the users.
Makes sense.
So you know, you'll be seeing downgrades in the future.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thanks very much for coming, Bilal.
Thanks for having me.
Really cool. I love the Windows Store integration, and specifically being a developer, being able to utilize third-party components, but also being able to develop my own. Thanks for coming, Chris, as well.
Happy to be here.
So, and thank you for watching. So that's Cloud Cover for this year, I believe. There's no more episodes, so I wish you all a happy and safe break. And that's it from us, I guess.